Today, President Obama announced his My Brother's Keeper initiative. It's an effort to aid young men in California in education and health-related fields. With many boys and young men in California struggling with these issues, many hope money from the campaign will make changes on the local level. Sarah Zahedi reports.
Today at the White House, President Obama spoke to an audience of government officials, pledging $200 million in commitments to programs across the country to help young, at-risk Black and Hispanic men become successful and productive members of society.
At a time when the economy is growing, we've got to make sure that every American shares in that growth, not just a few. And that means guaranteeing every child in America has access to a world-class education. It means creating more jobs and empowering more workers with the skills they need to do those jobs.
In California, young boys and men of color experience the lowest graduation rates and the highest incarceration rates. They are the most likely to be involved in violent crimes. They also have the lowest access to health services. That's why the California Endowment is standing with Obama's My Brother's Keeper initiative. Spokesman Charles Field says the California Endowment is committing $50 million to improve education for these boys and provide them with health care programs.
If we care about the future of our state, if we care about our workforce, if we care about the future of our country, then we have to do a better job at educating these boys and young men so they become productive citizens, because they are ultimately the future of California and the future of America.
80% of Black boys and 60% of Latina boys in California are not reading proficient at the end of third grade. Given these numbers, it's no surprise that only 50 to 60% of these young men graduate from high school. Still, some are not convinced that the My Brother's Keeper initiative will make a major impact. Professor Robert Smith of San Francisco State is a co-author of the Encyclopedia of African American Politics. He says that while it is unlikely that the initiative will make immediate strides with private funds, the president is starting an important conversation.
It's likely to be not so much in what it eventually accomplishes, but as a way for the president to signal that he knows about the problem, that he's not unaware of it, and that he is interested in doing something to address it to the extent that he can.
That's what Obama hopes for. Obama's aides say the My Brother's Keeper initiative may last beyond his presidency, helping young men of color stay on track and become successful in the United States. Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.